The parasha of Nitzavim describes Moshe Rabbeinu's final message to Klal Yisrael on his final day on this earth. So he calls everyone together, young and old, leaders and laymen alike, and once again binds the entire nation to the bris, to the covenant of Hashem Yisbarach, and makes everyone responsible for each other to ensure that his generation and that all generations to follow would uphold the Torah HaKdoshah and live by its commandments. He encourages them to make correct choices in life and not to allow themselves to be influenced by their surroundings. Tells them not to take advantage of Hashem or their status just because Hashem promised never to exchange them for another nation. He reminds them that as much as Hashem wants more than anything else to bring blessing upon Klal Yisrael, that Chas v'Shalom he would not withhold punishment to those whose actions contradict Hashem's will. So he charges everyone with the responsibility to safeguard the Torah and to look after each other throughout the future exiles that we would have to experience. He lets them know that even in a time, if it comes to pass where we will be scattered all over the world, we are never to give up hope. He assures us that once we do tshuva, we repent, that Hashem will gather us, all of us, from the four corners of the earth and settle us in His land in Eretz Yisrael, and that He would do good by us, like He promised our Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sarah Rivka Leah. And how vital are these important words today for all of us to take to heart. One of the most powerful statements that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves with Klal Yisrael is when he proclaims the words of Kikorev Elecha Hadava Ma'od Beficha Uvavcha La'asoysay. Which means that we are never to view Hashem's commandments as unattainable and unachievable. He was trying to impart to Klal Yisrael that a Yid could accomplish anything, that we should not allow our mind to play tricks on us, and to try to convince us that we can't. We, the Jewish people, need to know that we have enormous abilities, that we were chosen from amongst all the nations, that Hashem empowered us with wisdom and understanding, and that with our trust and faith in Hashem, with a strong emunah and betochen, we can achieve the impossible. And we see this throughout the ages, how Klal Yisrael achieved the impossible. They always stood out as the leaders of humanity. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them that what may appear distant, what it seems difficult, is really close. He says that if your heart is in the right place and you use your speech properly, you can always accomplish what you set out to do. He wanted them to know that every Yid can reach tremendous spiritual heights and develop a very wholesome, truthful relationship with Hashem and become the Eved Hashem that Hashem would like to see them become. That they have the power to fulfill Hashem's mitzvahs, and they have the power to live according to Hashem's will, despite the circumstances, despite the trials and tribulations, despite the challenges that we are surrounded by. Now, if we study this verse carefully, we are able to extract a clue of how to be successful and how to make things happen through the freedom of our choice, Bezus Hashem. The Pasuk says, Ki karav elecha hadava me'oid, which is translated, very near to you is the matter. Now I would think it should have said the other way around. Ki karav hadava elecha. The matter is very near to you. Hadava should be written first, before elecha. The matter comes before the person, not vice versa. But I believe that the Torah is teaching us here a very, very important lesson. And the pasuk is to be understood as follows. Ki karev. When is everything very near and achievable? That's if you put elecha first. If you put your inborn Jewish potential first, before Hadava, before the matter you're about to confront. If you approach a situation with positivity and you're ready to use all the inborn talents Hashem gave you to your utmost ability, then Hashem is saying, Beficho uvilvavcho la'asoysoy, that you could accomplish that's what you set out to accomplish. But if chas v'shalom you put the hadavar, the matter that you need to deal with first, and you focus on the situation and its challenges, which sometimes can be very discouraging, and you do that before you recognize the elecha, before you recognize your God-gifted power, and you don't realize that Hashem doesn't just place a person on this world and give him challenges that he can't confront successfully, then it's not guaranteed. When are matters resolvable? The Torah is saying, when are they not far off? When are they attainable and reachable? That's when elecha. That's when if you put yourself before the davar. And therefore we are never allowed to allow ourselves to become discouraged by matters and situations that we need to deal with. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that with the proper faith and trust in Hashem, that if we live with our amunah and betochen, karav elecha hadav ma'id, that everything is possible. Therefore, we understand why no obstacle is able to stop Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, from marching forward, come what may. And that is because Hashem made a promise to us And in this parsha, we made a promise to Hashem. It's a promise that is sacred, that's eternal. Hashem said He will take care of us throughout the Golus, so long as we stay close, so long as we are focused on Hashem, so long as we study His Torah and uphold His mitzvahs, that Hashem would never forsake us. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu's eternal message to Klal Yisrael, as he's about to leave this world. This is the message that has been handed down generation to generation until our very time. And this is what keeps us going, because we know without a question of a doubt that everything that has been promised to take place on behalf of the Jewish people, whether it's written in the Torah, whether it's been promised by the Nevi'im, that everything will come to be. And just like we have seen most of the prophecies as regards Klal Yisrael come to take place, so too we can move forward with full confidence that the rest of the prophecies will come to be, and the Klal Yisrael will merit in a short time the final redemption.